In a crowded world with growing needs for energy and clean water in one community, something has got to give, and it has in North Carolina, where the nation's largest electricity company, Duke Energy, has a 61 million gallon dirty water problem, water contaminated from a coal ash pit that made it into the Cape Fear River. This comes only weeks after the company coated the Dan River with 39,000 tons of toxic coal ash sludge along the North Carolina-Virginia border. Duke Energy, in an elaborate statement issued to us and the media, they would not supply us with an interview subject or a representative of the company. Duke Energy says the North Carolina Department of Environment and Natural Resources has approved the company's emergency plans for repairing a waste dam near the Cape Fear River and testing and cleaning up all of the contamination. You can see the complete statement at thetakeaway.org. Michael Biesacker is a reporter for the Associated Press who's been following this story. Michael, welcome.
Hello, John. Thanks for having me.
Kemp Burdett is also with us. He's riverkeeper and executive director of Cape Fear River Watch. Kemp, what are you most worried about right now?
I think I'm most worried about the, you know, roughly 500,000 people who get their drinking water out of the Cape Fear River downstream from the Cape Fear coal ash ponds, five coal ash ponds that are rated at the highest level of hazard.
And what kind of chemicals are we talking about here?
We're talking about heavy metals like arsenic, lead, manganese, iron, thallium, selenium. None of these are what you want to have in your drinking water.
That's Kemp Burdett, who is the riverkeeper and executive director of Cape Fear River Watch. Michael Biesacker, how do you think the regulatory environment in North Carolina may have contributed to this disaster, if at all?
Well, it's tough to say that the regulatory environment might have caused a pipe to collapse. You know, coal ash is a problem that we've dealt with for decades in North Carolina, and certainly the regulatory environment being sort of favorable to Duke Energy being able to maintain those ash ponds by the river is nothing new. But there was an emphasis with the election of Governor Pat McCrory in 2012 when he took office, with saying that they wanted a more business-friendly regulatory environment as far as being pro-job creation when they came to enforcing environmental rules. They were very open about that. In some cases, they both actually mocked groups like the Southern Environmental Law Center that was trying to sue Duke Energy about its coal ash pollution. So certainly there had been an environment within the last year where environmental enforcement was arguably de-emphasized in favor of creating jobs.
Well, there's no arguing with the fact that you certainly made the governor pretty testy when you confronted this pro-business approach as a possible conflict of interest. Can you describe that?
Well, we had tried to speak with the governor about the coal ash spill at the Dan River. This was, I think, the following week. He was at a press conference where he was talking about snow removal. We had just had a large storm. But our governor worked for Duke Energy for 28 years before retiring to run for office. So certainly he's closely tied with Duke Energy. The company and its employees have been very forceful political contributors on his behalf. And I wanted to ask him about that.
I've stated in my records that I have some 401k in my original 401k, some Duke Energy value, but in my 14 years as mayor of Charlotte, in my 1 year as governor, I'm very proud of the job we've done as governor. Excuse me, sir, but you have not been recognized, okay? And I'd be glad to take any other. Sir, excuse me, sir. I told you I'd get John Scavarla back with you, and we'd be glad to answer your questions, but it's no time to be disrespectful.
An exchange between Governor McCrory in North Carolina and my guest, Michael Biesacker, who's a reporter for the Associated Press. Duke Energy is focused very much on their emergency response to deal with this dam break and any cleanup. Is the governor considering this an emergency, and are state agencies sort of engaged along with Duke in a cleanup effort?
They were a little slow to do that. The first press releases that came from the state about the spill didn't really emphasize the magnitude of it. And the governor, I think it was 4 days before he gave any public statement at all about the spill. But in the last month, they have taken more action. They've issued, I believe, 8 environmental violations against Duke within the last month. over not only the Dan River spill, but issues at other Duke sites. There's 14 sites in the state that have these coal ash dumps. So within the last month, the state certainly has become more aggressive in enforcing clean water laws.
Kent Burdett, do you believe the state would have acted and the company would have acted had you not contributed to the discovery of this problem?
No, I do not believe that they would have reacted at least as quickly as they did. I think having the Waterkeepers Alliance, Cape Fear Riverkeeper, you know, provide photographs of illegal activities certainly prompted the state to act.
And how out ahead of this were you in terms of days or hours?
We had photographs on Monday, and I think the state issued a notice of violation over a week later.
And in terms of the people that you serve, do you think they'll be dealing with this for a matter of weeks, months, or is this a contamination that could have permanent impact?
You know, there's a crack in that dam right now that looks, you know, potentially problematic. So you know, if that dam were to break, we'd have real problems. They've already pumped 61 million gallons of coal ash waste and coal ash waste water into the river. You know, I think ecologically, we're probably going to deal with this for a long time, and I hope that right now we're not dealing with any human health impacts.
Kemp Burdett is riverkeeper and executive director of the Cape Fear River Watch. Kemp, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And our thanks to Michael Biesecker, who is a reporter for the Associated Press.
Thank you. Have a great day.